On the shores of St. Bees Beach in Cumbria, an astonishing marine occurrence has taken place, as hundreds of peculiar blue creatures called by-the-wind sailors have washed ashore. These remarkable entities, scientifically known as Velella velella, are characterized by their striking blue hue and distinctive translucent sails that enable them to cover great distances across the ocean's surface. Though closely akin to the Portuguese man-o-war, they are not genuine jellyfish, but share a similar appearance and stinging capability. Louise Nicholson, a local who discovered the beach littered with these organisms, initially mistook them for seaweed. Her inquisitiveness led her to capture the event through photographs, a sentiment echoed by the many visitors drawn to the scene. The by-the-wind sailors, measuring about 5 centimeters in length, are especially susceptible to washing up during strong onshore winds, as noted by specialists. Georgia de Jong Kleinder, the head of marine at the Cumbria Wildlife Trust, elucidated the biological sophistication of these creatures. They are colonial hydrozoans, comprised of numerous tiny specialized animals functioning together, gliding gracefully on their blue sails. Although they contribute an enchanting aspect to the beach landscape, caution is advised due to their mild sting, which remains even after they have landed on the beach. This phenomenon highlights not only the extraordinary adaptability and mobility of marine life, but also underscores the broader environmental patterns affecting shorelines. The washed-up Velella velella exemplifies marine biogeography and the dynamic processes that govern oceanic life. As crowds gather to witness this exceptional natural event, there is a subtle reminder of the continual interplay between wind patterns, ocean currents, and the life thriving within these systems. Observing with engagement and respecting the delicate balance of marine ecology presents both an educational prospect and a stewardship challenge, urging thoughtful interaction with the ocean's fragile marvels.